The Lord be with you.
And
with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. At that time, Jesus revealed himself again to his disciples at the Sea of Tiberias. He revealed himself in this way. Together were Simon Peter, Thomas called Didymus, Nathanael from Cana in Galilee, Zebedee's sons, and two other of his disciples. Simon Peter said to them, "I'm going fishing." They said to him, "We also will come with you." So they went out and got into the boat. But that night they caught nothing. When it was already dawn, Jesus was standing on the shore. But the disciples did not realize that it was Jesus. Jesus said to them, "Children, have you caught anything to eat?" They answered him, "No." He said to them, "Cast the net over to the right side of the boat, and you will find something." So they cast it, and were not able to pull it in because of the number of fish. So the disciples, whom Jesus loved, said to Peter, "It is the Lord." When Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he tucked in his garment, for he was lightly clad, and jumped into the sea. The other disciples came to the boat, and from where they were, not far from the shore, only about 100 yards, dragging the net with the fish. And when they climbed out the shore, they saw a charcoal fire with fish on it and bread. And Jesus said to them, "Bring some of the fish you just caught." So Simon Peter went over and dragged the net ashore, full of 153 large fish. Even though there were so many, the net was not torn. Jesus said to them, "Come, have breakfast." And none of the disciples dared to ask him, "Who are you?" because they realized that it was the Lord. Jesus came over and took bread and gave it to them, and in a like manner, the fish. This is now the third time Jesus was revealed to his disciples after being raised from the dead. And when they had finished breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?" Simon Peter answered him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my lambs." And then he said to Simon Peter a second time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Simon answered him again and said, "Yes, Lord, you know I love you." Jesus said to him, "Tend my sheep." Jesus said to him a third time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Peter was distressed that Jesus had said this a third time. Do you love me? He said to him. "Lord, you know everything, and you know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my sheep." "Amen, amen, I say to you, when you were younger, you used to dress yourself and go where you wanted. But when you grew old, you will stretch out your hands and someone else will dress you and lead you where you do not want to go." He said this signifying by what kind of death he would glorify God. And when he said this, he said to them, "Follow me." the gospel of the Lord.
I want to first offer you a word of congratulations on this day of your first Holy Communion. We pray today that God will bless you abundantly as you come to receive Jesus in this wonderful sacrament of our faith. So I want you to think a little bit about that host that you will receive. In the simplicity and humility of this sacred host that you receive, all of God exists. Today, you do not receive bread and wine. Today, you do not receive something. Today, you receive the body and blood of Jesus. Today you receive someone. Jesus is not a thing or an idea. Jesus is not a philosophy or a popular form of worship. Jesus is a person who knows you, who created you, he thinks of you, he loves you. Jesus is the someone that we want and need to know. This morning when we celebrated First Communion with the other children, we heard the gospel of where the disciples were on the boat on the Sea of Galilee, a storm comes up, and Jesus walks out on the water to them. When the storm was stirring, and the disciples were afraid, what did Jesus say to them when he walked to them on the water? He said, "It is I, do not be afraid." And today in this gospel that we just heard, Jesus is on the shore of that same sea, the Sea of Galilee. And what is he doing there? He's preparing something for his disciples. What meal is he preparing? Do you remember? No, the Last Supper already happened. He's preparing one of my favorite meals of the day, breakfast. He's preparing breakfast for them. And he looks at Peter when he's with them. And he asks Peter three times, "Do you love me?" Peter says, "Yes, I love you." Then Jesus tells him three times to feed his sheep. Feed my people. Feed them with what they need for eternal life. Bring them the Eucharist. Bring them me. Jesus Christ. When you consider the reason you are here today, is the answer that you have Jesus Christ? Is the answer you have eternal life? Is the answer because I love God? Is the answer because I greatly desire the Eucharist? The blood, body and blood of Jesus. After Jesus asks these questions of Peter, "Do you love me?" then he explains the way that Peter should love God. In this explanation, Jesus tells Peter that you also will die. Peter has to give his life for God. Relationship with Jesus, the love of God, and our love for God, it requires a totality, a total love. Jesus doesn't love us only part way, does he? Jesus doesn't love us some. He loves us completely, right? So what kind of love does he ask of us in return? A lot, yes. A complete love, right? A total love. We have to love him with everything that we have. The Eucharist is celebrated today. Jesus comes to us asking for a total love. It requires a willingness to make a total offering of our lives. There is no room in the church for I or me. Isn't that what the world tells us, though, today? The world of the iPhone and the... Who has an iPhone? Who of you has iPhones? Yeah, everyone. Practically. Or at least some kind of smartphone. The world of iPods. Do you guys have iPods anymore? That's an old thing. But maybe you have an iPad. Who has an iPad? Uh-huh. Yeah. Do any of you listen to or use iTunes? No, that's an old thing too, I guess. It goes too fast. It is an incredibly I-focused society that we have today. But the church and the Eucharist is very different. It is very we-focused. The church is about us together as one body in Christ. The Eucharist is celebrated in a parish setting. We are together celebrating and receiving Jesus. This is not just about me or you. It is about us walking toward the Lord as one body. Parents, I want to appeal to you and strongly encourage you to take bringing your children and to continue bringing your children and the responsibility of that, bringing your children to Mass. Take it seriously. It is where we come together as the body of Christ to worship Jesus and to receive that same body and blood that your children are receiving today. You have to bring them to experience and receive and to know Jesus Christ, to be nourished by the body and blood of our Lord, so that they will have life abundantly. You have to receive this sacrament so that you will become what you receive. The Eucharist is the source and summit of the church's whole entire life. Everything revolves around Jesus in the Eucharist. We would not have faith. We would not have the church. We would not have First Communions. We would not have the sacraments. We would have nothing without that. So this day is of vital importance to these children. They receive the source and summit of the church's entire life, Jesus Christ. The Eucharist is that life. Jesus invites us then to remain with him, to trust him, and to receive his love. This is possible in and through the Eucharist. So I want to leave you with this thought from St. John Paul II on this day of your first Holy Communion. And for all of us here present, St. John Paul says this: from this moment on, live the Eucharist fully. Be persons for whom the Holy Mass, Communion, and Eucharistic adoration are the center and summit of their whole life. We thank you, Lord, for this day, for these children and for the gift of the Holy Eucharist. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.